going to start in Arkansas. And we're going to start at Shannon's Restaurant in the spectacular town of Pine Bluff, Arkansas. And there is 58-year-old waitress Flora Lunsford. Don't you get some developing picture of 58-year-old waitress Flora Lunsford at Shannon's Restaurant in Pine Bluff, Arkansas?
I sure do.
I do, too. Okay.
You want to draw that picture for me right quick?
I'm saying if you don't sort of get a, you know, Mayberry RFD feeling.
You're kind of thinking more flow from Alice or something like that?
It's by grits.
So Flora's waiting on a table, and she goes to run the bill for a customer named Shimon West. Imagine her surprise when she runs the bill, takes his method of payment, and goes to run the credit card, and finds out it's her credit card.
Oh, no.
2 days before, Lunsford's car was broken into.
Oh, my gosh.
While she was in the United Filling Station, 2 blocks away from the restaurant. Somebody broke in, took her purse that had her credit cards, her driver's license, and her social security card.
Boy, she still keeps a social security card in her.
I agree.
Memorize that thing and tear it up.
So 21-year-old Shimon West, 2 days later, 2 blocks down the street, is trying to pay for a meal with the waitress's credit card.
That is the worst luck in the history of any restaurant you had your pick of in Pine Bluff. And you go to the restaurant of the person whose credit card you stole. That is incredible.
Was the outcome here pretty predictable?
Wow.
She looks at the credit card and immediately calls the police.
Yes, her name on it. That is incredible. And this is a lesson to everyone out there. When you go out to get gas, lock your door.
If you're going inside, just lock your door.
Even if you're just going to the pump to turn, lock your door. Because it could happen in a flash. It really can. And people prey on that. Lock your door when you're going to get gas. I just like to accentuate it.
It sounds better.
If you leave your purse in the car.
Oh, next story here. Before you start bleeding.
Damn. Okay. So much for that.
Geographically, where do you think we should go our next story?
Oh, no.
Donnie loves Vegas. No, not there.
Let's go to Florida.
He threw a curveball for you right there, didn't he?
Mike, would you tell us if you're familiar with the thriving megapolis of Eustis, Florida?
I've heard of it. That's all about all I can give you.
Okay, we're going to resurrect the Gordon Keith Red Flags Bell about this story. Okay, you ring the bell whenever you feel a red flag is appropriate for the story. The Florida Highway Patrol. Exactly right. Stopped Hunter Padgett at 3:34 a.m., right? Going 71 miles per hour in a 55 zone.
That's not that bad.
Driving on the median in his pickup truck. His license plate was expired. His taillight was broken. As the trooper approaches, he rolls down his window and the smell of alcohol leaves the vehicle.
Right.
The trooper noted that the driver was glassy-eyed and lethargic, and his speech was slurred.
Let's add another one in there for noted.
All right. Pageant had a story. He told the trooper he was just coming back from having sex with a woman and that he had only 2 beers. But then when the other trooper asked questions, Pageant told him, "None of your business," and sped off.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Right? Boom. He didn't get far before he crashes into a tree. The troopers handcuff him
Nothing wrong with that.
No,
Mr. Bell.
At which point he breaks away and tries to make a run for it.
While handcuffed? Boy, I would love video of that.
What a sad run that is. The handcuff sprint behind the back.
You're leaning forward.
Oh, yeah, trying to get away from the rock.
What's the plan?
How fast do you think you're going handcuffed?
Oh, man.
Okay.
We should have
probably going pretty
races.
Fast. Yes. I mean, his legs aren't handcuffed or leg cuffed.
Handcuff relay race?
Handcuff races at ticket stock. Cat, write that down. Handcuff races at ticket stock.
At this point, Padgett tells the troopers his back and chest hurt, so they call for an ambulance. At which point, he starts cussing out the ambulance people. At which point, the police handcuff him to the gurney.
Oh, we broke the bell.
He goes to the hospital where the doctor clears him of injuries, but at that point, Padgett exposes himself to the doctor.
Oh, wow.
While you're here, can you check this out?
Yeah, jock itch.
Back he goes to the back seat of the patrol car where he tells the troopers he's going to urinate in their back seat. At jail, he then starts to shout racial slurs.
Which ones?
And is put in a, quote, special restraint chair.
Tell me more about that.
How many red flags?
That's a lot.
Oh.
We broke the bell.
Yeah, I think so, too.
What a night.
Well, that's 2 to 3 hours in the life of Hunter C. Padgett from Eustis, Florida.
Go hard.
Okay.
I'll go home.
I'm going to try to
keep...
You
ain't going home.
Going to try to keep this segment as clean as possible. A Kansas man, Ryan Malik, 23 years old.
No, bell is over. We're done with the red flags.
Was arrested by police when reported by neighbors who said that Malik, who was found to be intoxicated, was attempting to have a relationship with a tailpipe on a car in the apartment parking lot.
Oh! Oh!
Oh, man.
I shall read the next statement and change it ever so slightly to make this story a bit delicate.
You don't see John McKay changing anything. If you're going to be a serious newsman,
don't be fake
you
news.
Read it like it is.
Be real news, Norm.
Okay, I'm going to read these four lines right here that you see are highlighted.
Read it.
Malik, whose blood alcohol content was later measured at more than 4 times the legal limit, continued attempting to have relationships with the tailpipe even when the police officers arrived.
Hang on a second.
Don't.
No? Okay.
We all know the quote. You know what he wanted to let them let him do? Oh, my.
Wow.
Keep going. Checkered flag.
Keep going.
The criminal complaint lists 6 witnesses who reportedly saw Malik.
Like, do you call the cops? Like, if you saw that, would you call the cops?
I would.
Or would you just
whip out your phone and
enjoy the show?
It's 2018.
There's no
love
way I'm
love.
There's no way I'm calling the cops. And what's the charge?
Tailgating.
Nice. Okay, all right.
That's part of the clapping cheer.
No, it's not.
Else.
To our final
That's my
one.
My man, Jer.
You may have thought you heard the winner, but we have one more candidate. It's 21-year-old Lynn Liu. Okay?
Alliteration.
Who posted a video to back up her claims. And her claims are that she says her acne was cleared, her depression cured, and that she believes she's well on the way to protecting herself from cancer by drinking her dog's urine. She posted a video of having her pooch pee in a cup, and then she drinks what was in the cup.
That's disgusting.
Here's her personal suggestion of why this is good.
You're impossible.
Quote, until I first drank my dog's pee, I wanted to stop there, but I'm going to go on. I was depressed, I was sad, and I had really bad acne. Dog pee also has vitamin A in it and vitamin E in it, and it has 10 grams of calcium. And it's proven to help cure cancer.
Well, is anybody positive that it doesn't?
But how do you know about all the...
Well, the answer could be right there.
Well, how does she know it has 10 grams of calcium?
What if it cures cancer?
That's my question.
And what, we think it's grody, so we're not going to do it?
Yeah.
But did she
put it in pill form so I won't have to drink it.
There are your contenders, and they are strong contenders this week. The woman who can't wait for her dog to have to go to the bathroom so her acne can be cleared up. The Kansas man who temporarily fell in love with the tailpipe of a car in the apartment complex. The Florida guy who, good Lord, all the stuff he did. And the Arkansas thief who tried to pay his restaurant bill with the credit card he'd stolen from the waitress.
You think if you go and start the car while he was engaged, that would stop him? Or with that?
Or finish.
Right. That's exactly where I was
He would
going.
Then interpret that as the car is heating up? Is that the...
Right.
Okay.
Or like he's telling you... Not yet.
Crank
Start it.
Crank it.
It's just sleep.
Oh.
Wow.
Well.
Who is it, lads?
Golly. Sam, you have to write it down. Boy, I can't see that.
Let me see it.
Show it to Mike.
Okay. Tailpipe blanker.
Tailpipe guy. Okay.
What do you have, Jer?
Sticking yeah. up your
tailpipe. Mike?
Yeah, that dude truly must have been exhausted. I'll take him.
Oh, Mike.
Ooh. No, do not tip your cap. Do not.
Why?
Tip your cap to that.
I'm going to keep tipping it. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Is a Hall of Famer giving me a thumbs up?
Jer was one. You are a distant two.
Thank you.
You are the last pick of this draft, buddy. Anyone who uses the stolen credit card at the restaurant, that's the purest form of meathead.
That's true.
That's
if you
the
do that
dumbest
sort of thing,
dude
you
out there.
Probably like, not use it within the general radius
but,
of
right,
the town.
But you see a car, some of the back of those cars, man. I mean, you just never know when the mood hits you.
If so it's Alexis.
Give me the thief with the credit card.
I'm telling you, honestly, any one of these four stories could have won Meathead several times this year.